Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually true, protected, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace this thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so did I. Thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. Today we're talking about shifting gears. And I'm going to make this short and sweet. Oftentimes we find ourselves wondering, trying to figure out where we're headed, what we're doing. Is this the right thing? We start questioning our motives. We start criticizing our actions. We take a magnifying glass to our vision because somehow we've found ourselves coasting in neutral, wondering, what's it all for? Where am I going? How can I fix this? Is this the right thing? Who's going to support me? Who's going to hate me? Who's going to love me? We start putting everything under scrutiny. Some of us actually fall into that pit of depression. And as I keep telling you, depression is a choice. Oh, yeah, they classified it as a bona fide illness, as they have classified everything else you can think of, ADHD, bipolar, cancer, heart attack, as though these are conditions that we have no choice in. And I beg to differ. Depression is a choice. When you look at your life and you are dissatisfied with it and choose not to do anything about it, then depression is inevitable. If you feel like you're just under too much pressure and you can't seem to balance your emotions, you being a co-creator with God, having all power to be, do, and have the life that you desire, if the best you can come up with is depression, you are definitely on the wrong path. You see, the only reason why an infant, a newborn, is able to progress, to learn, take in information by gobs. And develop their five senses, and then learn how to walk and understand the language that you impart to them, and to grow and develop normally and naturally, is because that is our natural state. That is our natural condition. And everything else is a choice. Pure and simple. Now, there's always those naysayers who want to dispute their fact and talk about, well, how come some children are born with deformities and illnesses and this and that and the other? Well, it's because it has everything to do with the vessel upon which they come through, either the seed that was planted, or the basket in which it sat. Has issues with it that has brought about the condition. Now, that does not mean that it's permanent or that it can't be changed. It just means if this is what you're working with at the moment, and you, as a co-creator with the divine, have the option to bring about change. People are being healed every day. So why are people sick? Every cell in your body is replaced every year. So why are people sick? We hear tell of people who have won the war against cancer. People who have recovered, who wasn't expected to live till the next day. I just woke up and said, hey, what's up? What's going on? And started brand new. They have pulled people out of mangled cars on the highway and barely had a pulse. There's no way this person is going to make it. And that person got up and walked away. We call it a miracle. How do you define a miracle? You see, what our problem is that we fall into this void, this abyss, that causes us, kind of like takes over, and you feel a certain amount of comfort there. And you fail to take action. You fail to shift gears. So, as a result, nothing happens. You just drift in neutral while the wind and the world of beauty throws you around. And you start to scrutinize your own vision, your dreams, your hopes, your desires. And you hold yourself down because you are somehow unable to shift. Your vision becomes blurred. Blurred at best. You start to question your own motives. Now, that's not the inner workings of a creator. Creators create. We need to understand that the gift that is inside us, that is innate within us, is to create, to produce, to transform, to change, to bring about our vision. Whatever you can imagine, you can build. Whatever you can put your thoughts, your beliefs, your feeling nature, okay, you got to have passion, into and visualize, you can bring it into being. The only thing that holds you back is fear, doubt, the lack of faith in yourself, and others, in the world, and in God. And that's your source, from which all things come. Today, ask yourself, are you ready to shift gears? Get out of neutral and drive this bad boy home. Okay. Shift that gear from 1 to 2 to 3 into drive and even overdrive, and allow yourself to prosper, to grow, to heal, to bless, and balance, to love. To succeed, go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do, and know that I love you.